Welcome to the podcast of Acts 29, the podcast where we teach you to use the keys of the kingdom to unlock kingdom realities. So welcome to this episode of the Acts 29 podcast. And in this episode, I want to speak about why is the ascension so important. And we can read about the ascension in Matthew 28. And Jesus is saying there the following words: "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and I am with you always, even to the end of age." So, why is the ascension so important? For me, the first thing that is standing out is the following. It's a declaration of the authority and the lordship of Jesus. Jesus said, "To me is given all authority in heaven and on earth." We can read in Genesis 6 that God is disinheriting the nations after the Tower of Babel story. And now Jesus said, "All authority is given to me." We can also read when Jesus was tempted in the desert that Satan said to Jesus, "If you bow down to me, I will give you all the kingdoms of this world." So the kingdom of the world after the Genesis 6 story were falling under the authority of darkness. But now Jesus is saying, "All authority belongs to me in heaven and on earth." So the ascension is a declaration of the lordship of Jesus. It is also about delegated authority, or with other words, the multiplication of authority. Jesus said, "Me is given all authority on heaven and on earth. You go into all nations." So Jesus said, all the authority belongs to me, but I am giving my authority to you so that you can finish what I have started. So the Ascension Day is also about the multiplication of authority. And that brings me also, it's also a restoration of God's original intent. If you read in the creation story, God is giving authority to man to subdue the earth and to multiply the rulership of God, to multiply the image and likeness of God in this world. And after sin came in, man lost that authority. But now, when Jesus is saying, "You go into all the world," it's also a restoration of God's original intent about multiplying the image and likeness of God, or with other words, multiplying, advancing the kingdom of God, which was always God's one and only plan. Another thing why the ascension is so important is Jesus went back to his Father. And what is Jesus doing at this moment? Jesus at this moment is building his church. Jesus is the head of the church and we are his body. So Jesus is still building his church. It is Jesus' church and the church is built on Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. And Jesus went to the Father so that he could pour out his Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 14, "I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you will know him because he abides with you and will be in you." And also John the Baptist said, "He who comes after me, he is the one that will baptize in the Spirit and with fire." So Jesus went to heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father, building his church, delegating his authority towards us, and we are able, he is enabling us, because he is pouring his Spirit out in us so that we can walk in power. That's why we can be so effective now in this church. That's why Jesus said, "It is better for you that I go." The disciples were walking with Jesus on this earth, but now believers all around the world can advance the kingdom of God in the power of the Holy Spirit. Another important thing, why ascension is so important, is Jesus also at this moment is sitting at the right hand of the Father as our advocate. And that is what we can read in 1 John chapter 2. "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." So Jesus at this moment, if we relapse, if we fall in sin and we repent and we say, "Lord Jesus," we have access to the Father through Jesus Christ, who is our advocate, pleading on our behalf. And another important reason why the ascension is so important, at the same time, Jesus is also our high priest. Therefore, Hebrews 6, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So as our high priest, Jesus at this moment is interceding for you and me. And what a comfort is this. Even if we go through the valley of the shadow of death, even if we go through difficult circumstances, even if we face massive opposition, it is the prayers of Jesus Christ himself that is comforting us and that is enabling us to go through. Because Jesus Christ always prays according to the will of the Father. And his prayers are backing us. These were a couple of reasons why the ascension is so important. And so that we may know what Jesus is doing at this moment. So at this moment he is sitting at the right hand, pleading for you and me, praying for you and me. And he has given his authority to you and me, so that we can advance the kingdom in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Acts 29 podcast. We pray that from today onwards, your life will never be the same, and that you unlock the realities of the kingdom wherever you go.